USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants to know if President Trump plans to find a compromise measure to avert a government shutdown this weekend.
President Trump, say you'll sign this bill. Remove the axe hanging over everyone's head.
Although President Trump doesn't like the allotment for border security, he says that won't stop him.
We're giving out contracts right now, and we're going to have a great wall.
But he still hasn't said whether he will sign it. Authorities say that the New York man accused of killing his ex-girlfriend and then dumping her body in Connecticut in a suitcase is from Portugal, and he's in the U.S. illegally. The government's cybersecurity director told lawmakers the agency is now working to secure the 2020 presidential election from interference, and they're urging election officials locally to prepare for any possible intrusion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
A House passed resolution that would force the Trump administration to withdraw U.S. troops from involvement in the war in Yemen now heads to the Senate. Democrat Jim McGovern says the U.S. should not be supporting Saudi Arabia in what he calls its reign of terror against Yemen. But more than that, he says the U.S. shouldn't even be there.
Americans would be forgiven for believing that Congress actually declared our involvement in this war, but we have not.
McGovern says that it violates the War Powers Act. The president has threatened to veto the resolution. Yet another top Trump administration official has decided to call it quits. Brock Long has announced he plans to leave his position as head of FEMA. He made the announcement in a letter to FEMA employees, saying he wants to spend more time with his family. His resignation comes months after an investigation found he misused government vehicles to travel to his North Carolina home. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new movie set to be released next week will have a different feel to it. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
Tim Tebow has a new movie coming out titled Run the Race. That movie will be available across the nation and theaters on February 22nd. The movie deals with two brothers and has a positive message to it. Tebow joins ABC's Good Morning America to talk about why he produced this movie.
I read the script 6 years ago, wow. And I never had the goal of getting into the movie industry, and I still really don't. I just love telling stories, and I love encouraging people, and hopefully that's something that this movie will do. It will tell a story about overcoming and believing in each other and loyalty and support and what faith, hope, and love can do in the midst of tough times. And I really wanted to be a part of this story because I feel like young people in today's society, we need something to be able to take the whole family and watch a movie and be able to be encouraged and inspired and go away with hope.
NASA's longest running rover on Mars, Opportunity, has made its final contacts years after it landed on the red planet. The rover surprised everyone as it was only supposed to last 3 months, but it lasted more than 14 years. Among its findings, evidence that Mars may have been able to support life at one time, as Opportunity and its long-dead brother Spirit discovered that ancient Mars had water flowing on its surface. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.